From the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgates. Representing KGYR and its stakeholders, we are the Forum for the Fans, the Bleed Blue Show. Flying solo, here's your host, Steve.
Yeah, we are the Forum for the Fans, the Bleed Blue Show. This is the Ring Podcast where Rangers are proud. The New York Rangers lose by a score of 4-3 to the Winnipeg Jets. BleedBlueShow.com is our website. Audio archive episodes can be found on iTunes, Podcast Republic, TuneIn, and your Stitcher apps. It was a pretty good game, and the Rangers played a hell of a game. They just fell short. It took a couple of turnover blunders in the mid part, the midway part of the third period, where the Rangers had a 3-2 lead and lost it just like that. Felt like the Jets got bored and decided to turn up the forecheck, committed the Rangers to commit some turnovers and turn into some goals. The one shot by Joe Morrow on that first line, and of course on that fourth line by Cup as well, to make it 4-3, and the Winnipeg Jets held on. There's a lot, a lot to say about this game. I thought the Rangers played well. Now, unfortunately, they lost. You got to play a complete game of 60 minutes of hockey. I think when it came down to that third period, they controlled the pace pretty much from the start of the second period all the way to, let's say, the midway point of the third period, and just got sloppy with a couple of turnovers, terrible transition defense. And better than that, next thing you know, the Rangers are down 4-3, trying to chase their tails. The Winnipeg Jets, let's give them credit where credit is due. They're a great team at home. I think they have like the second best record at home. Also, when it comes to the Winnipeg Jets, they are a tremendous third period team as well. So even with them being down 3-2 early in the third period, you knew that they were going to turn it on some way somehow to get back in this game versus the Rangers. And a couple of goals within a couple of minutes span is pretty much the difference in this game. But I got it's not. This is not one of those episodes where I'm going to be negative on the Rangers, because I thought the second period was probably one of the best periods they played all season. And the way they were down 2-0 off the Scheifele goals early on, one was off both of the goals were off terrible turnovers, but especially the one that beat Lundqvist early on in the first period, about 4 or 5 minutes into the game. I thought, outside of that, the Rangers really controlled the pace, especially in the second period. So I thought Winnipeg early on, they set the tone early on in this game as the Rangers got the skates settled. 16 shots on goal in the second period. Everybody was clicking tonight as far as the second period. I mean, all the lines. That Nemestikov, I was really impressed with him tonight. Jimmy VC, Jesper Fast. I was really impressed with that line in particular, man. Those guys played absolutely tremendous with a lot of pressure, a lot of forecheck, a lot of shots on goal, and just keeping the pressure on it for what it was. Mika Zibanejad has had a phenomenal season, even picking up even better than last year. He's leading the team in everything with goals, assists, and points, and he's been on the scoring tear as well as everybody on that first line. He had that one power play goal that was off the defender of the Winnipeg Jets. And it goes to show, I don't know even why they do this. I got to bring this up. And I said this over and over to our Ranger Proud on these episodes. Like, I don't understand the sense of when you're setting up for the first power play unit, keeping Minka Zibanejad on that right circle. It just never works. Every time you put him on the left side of the circle, like sort of like in that Mark Scheifele or Alex Ovechkin spot, always, it seems like the Rangers always make good things happen with the power play. And the power play was excellent tonight. There was good passing, good spacing. And you got to put these guys in the right position. I mean, the first power play for the Rangers tonight, it really, really pissed me off. Why you have Sharon Kirk? Of course, you couldn't keep him at the top, but at the right side, he's a Zibanejad and then Zuccarello on the left, which it just never works. When you put guys in the right position, things just work out the way it should do, man. So my thing is, without you know, coming off the game off the Leafs, a tremendous 4-1 win on Sunday versus a good team, and then you really pushed this Winnipeg Jets team, arguably the best team in the Western Conference, to its limits. The Rangers, they did well. I thought they did pretty much well. Just a couple of turnover blunders, maybe the missed shot on goal by Henrik Lundqvist. The goal got by him early on in the first period. I mean, a couple of pucks, could have bounced a certain way for the Blue Shirts. We probably seen a different tune. The Rangers probably would have had a road win tonight. They played very, very focused tonight. And I love the energy, what I saw out of Brady Shea's defense on Mark Scheifele after the two goals. I thought they did an excellent job tonight. Excellent, excellent job. There is one little beef or blunder I do have with the refs. Normally I don't have any issue with NHL refs, but I don't like the fact, especially with that elbow to Jesper Fast, that was warranted for the 2 minutes. I thought it could have been a lot serious. We know the history of Jesper Fast and his injuries. Him getting off the ice, and we saw him return to the game a little bit later. Didn't like the fact that he only got the 2 minutes for that, even though the Rangers did make them pay to get the power play goal out of that anyway. The Rangers tonight, power play was good. Penalty kill of the few opportunities they had was pretty good as well. Just didn't like the cross check, or not even the cross check, but the elbow by Dustin Byfuglien in that game, in that second period. It was just uncalled for, and I don't know what the refs were doing or what they were thinking, what they were trying to swallow the whistle for just a 2 minute minor. I don't understand that at all. I really, really don't. Vlad Nemestikov was excellent tonight. He was great on the forecheck. Him and Fast was very effective, putting a lot of pressure on the guys on the opposing, the second and third lines tonight for the Winnipeg Jets. I thought Brendan Smith, Nemestikov, Fast, the times that they did forecheck, they set up a lot of good quality shots on goal, forcing Winnipeg not to set up into the offense and just really create turnovers. And they did a good job, man. Even an excellent shot on goal attempt between Kevin Hayes and McQuaid earlier in that first period as well. I just thought that the opportunities were there. The shots on goal, you saw 16 of them tonight. It's rare. We haven't really seen that type of hockey from the Rangers this season, man. They're not the type of squad to shoot a lot of shots on net. And I thought maybe the Jets were sort of tentative when it came to that. I just didn't like the body language from the Rangers early on in the game. But the second period, man, really set the tone after being down 2-0 and responded with the power play goals, the Zibanejad goals. He had a couple of them as well. Even just Brady Shea shots on goal, Kevin Shattenkirk creating. There's a lot of things to be said, even in the loss tonight. Unfortunately, they didn't force this thing into overtime. It would have been nice to even get 1 point out of this, because I thought the Rangers at least deserved to even win or get at least 1 point out of this game. I thought they at least earned that part of the game. The top line is really carrying the squad, and I think we're starting to see a little bit more from the, everybody else with the McQuaids and the Nemestikovs. Jimmy Vesey was skating well tonight. I thought he had an excellent game. Ryan Strome even showed me some things as well tonight. I really don't have anything really negative to say. The neutral zone was dominated by the Rangers for the majority of this game. I thought, Jesper Fast, Ryan Strome, Vlad Nemestikov, that line really came to play. They came with the pressure, even down two to one. They showed effort, and I think that's what a lot of Rangers fans, Ranger Proud, myself, Ranger fans, just in general. If you could put the effort with this squad, if you could skate with the effort and act like you want to be there, we could respect it at the end of the day, even in the loss. What we're not going to like or be into is when they choose to, take shifts off. They choose to not play hard or skate hard or finish their shifts, man. And you saw a lot of that early on this season, but I thought the Rangers was tonight, the effort was phenomenal, man. It just sucks that they came on the losing end of things is with this. VC defensively also, not only just offensively, just with the great shots on goal with the forecheck, but defensively, man, he had a good game. He was active. Him with Stahl, I even thought he had a sweet pass. I think it was about halfway through the second period. Him and Hayes were on the court tonight. That Boston connection, it seems like it's always there whenever they seem to be paired up. Boone Nieves has played well as well, on and off. I think the game before the Hurricane game, Boone Nieves was really, really active with his skates. He was attacking the zone, splitting the middle of the ice. I thought even in tonight's game, he had a nice pass from Philip Hedo about halfway through the second period. And the sequence down, and then Hedo had a nice deflection shot attempt. Didn't even have a chance to score on that at the time. Could have tied up the game. But after that fast injury because of the hit to the jaw by Dustin Byfuglien, Buchnevich had a sweet redirector off the shot pass from Ryan Strom to tie up the game on the power play at 2-2. Even then, VC creating having the skates, the active skates, to create penalties, and Blake Wheeler right before the end of the second period tripped them up. The Rangers were really skating hard, but I think we know that the Winnipeg Jets are an elite team, one of the best teams in the Western Conference, if not the best team. I had them going even before the season, going to the Stanley Cup Finals. When they decided to turn it on, they really did. I felt like they were kind of sleep skating, even though the Rangers were playing hard. About 5 minutes into the third period, they started to put a lot of pressure on the Rangers, man. That shot from Joe Morrow to tie up the game, and about, I don't know, a minute and a half later, that was a terrible transition defense, especially with McQuaid falling in front of Henrik Lundqvist and Kopp taking the goal and scoring for his sixth goal of the season. That's where the Rangers is really, really, really lacking, man. I mean, the terrible turnovers in their own zone, and also the sloppy transition defense tonight. And you have to really be on your P's and Q's. And I thought for the most part in this game, they kept Patrick Laine in check, Blake Wheeler, contained him, and Mark Scheifele. I mean, these guys are elite guys. These are all-stars. These guys are pretty much the real deal for the squad. And I thought the Rangers' top line kept pace with their top line tonight, without a doubt, man, with the scoring. So more to say to this, man, I mean, just to carry over from the Leafs game, I thought that was a hell of a win. And I'm just looking at this combination of things. I mean, it's a lot of emotion going back to the game of Friday with the 1994 team being honored, and the Stanley Cup championship team being honored. But the Hurricanes, the Hurricane game, kind of a little bit of sluggish, but the Leafs game was an excellent game, and I thought that was a nice carryover into this game on Tuesday night. I know the Rangers have a few more road games before they go back home and play against the Minnesota Wild, but from what I saw tonight, man, I think Dave Quinn could really like what he saw out of Pavel Buchnevich with an excellent, excellent tip-in, redirector. I don't know. Just everybody, for the most part, offensively played well. It's just defensively, sometimes it really sucks that, you know, Lundqvist was really kicking himself when he had the that first goal he got to get, you know, went against his way, slammed the stick, slammed the water bottle. He was really, really upset. And I thought that was kind of more set up with the terrible, you know, not clearing the puck. It was really a lackadaisical, nonchalant trying to clear the puck. And it went the opposite, you know, it was a turnover, and it found Scheifele's stick. And he had a sharp angle, and he happened to get it past Lundqvist. He almost did it again later in the period. And where Lundqvist was actually ready in position to stop the shot. Going forward, man, I mean, we hear all this talk about the trade deadline and who's going to move and whatnot. You know, I try to stay out of that stuff. I don't like rumors, regardless of the sport. I'm all about if the transactions happen, let them happen. But until then, the players are with the current team, and we're gonna do what we're gonna do. And I just don't see the logic or the rationale. And you heard me and RP talk about this last couple of weeks of Kevin Hayes being traded. Like, why? Like, this guy was a penalty kill monster tonight. He was a beast out there. Even just in transition, splitting 3-4 Winnipeg Jets, and almost with a hell of a shot on goal to get by Hellebuyck tonight, the goaltender for the Winnipeg Jets. Like, I don't understand the logic of trying to trade a 26, 27-year-old 6'5", 6'6" center with excellent skating skills, excellent defensively, and offensively had his best season last year. Like, why would you just sign into a contract and let's keep it moving? I just don't understand what is the logic of why I play these games with Rangers who are he wasn't homegrown, but when he came to this team, it took him a couple of seasons to get acclimated, and he's playing his best hockey as a New York Ranger. So I just don't understand this back and forth with him, or just with him in particular, but just Ranger players in particular, you know, seriously. So we're about 9 points behind the second wild card spot. It's pretty much, I'm not saying it's a wrap, but it's not really looking good as far as this season, as far as trying to catch something. We stumbled a lot early on in the season, and although the team has been playing well, and they should continue to play well going forward, you never know what could happen, because the things I'm about to bring up within around the league, if you could get on a hot streak, you never know what kind of pressure, what kind of downfall other teams are having in their schedule or whatever their season they're having at this point. For example, the Islanders, seems like they can't lose games. They're rocking at the first place in the Metropolitan Division. We already know that. We already know Tampa Bay is the cream of the crop in the whole entire league. You know, they're the most stacked squad. They have the most pressure going into the Stanley Cup playoffs, because they're expected to win, especially after last year falling to Washington and Washington going on to win the Cup. Even the Lightning coming back this year, they have gang of points, goal differential is out of this world. So they have a lot of pressure. They just need to get through the regular season and so on and so forth. I thought Columbus for the last several weeks, even a month before, they looked like they were taking a turn for the wrong end. But the Columbus Blue Jackets have rebounded real nicely. So you up and down in this league, up and down, up and down. Even in the Western Conference, the Blues, the Blackhawks, they've been winning out of this world. I mean, especially the Chicago Blackhawks. I mean, a team that's a pedigree of Jonathan Toews, Patrick Kane, pretty much as your nucleus, and you have a whole bunch of young guys around them. And everything was rebuild. You got rid of Quenneville as your head coach. You won, 3 Stanley Cups with you guys. And everybody wrote them off, and they really got back into the pack in the Western Conference, all right? The Blues, same thing. Nobody was talking about the Blues. I mean, Tarasenko is tearing it up right now in St. Louis, all right? The St. Louis Blues, the Chicago Blackhawks, the whole entire division is so up and down with Nashville, Winnipeg, Dallas. I mean, it's just a real stacked division. That's what I said earlier in the season. And even when one team was kind of like falling out, like the St. Louis Blues, they decided to turn it on. They're the hottest team in the league, right? And the Chicago Blackhawks right behind them. And it just as expected, I thought the San Jose Sharks were going to eventually turn it on, and they're starting to win a lot of games. It was going to take a while with them, with Eric Carlson coming over from the Ottawa Senators. And you had Evander Kane from last year, and then you still got Pavelski and Brent Burns. You still have and Thomas Hurdle. You still have a nice nucleus out there in San Jose, who they're really due for a Stanley Cup run, in the sense that I know they fell short a couple of seasons ago to the Pittsburgh Penguins, but their window has been open, probably one of the widest without a Stanley Cup, along with the Rangers, probably if not more, the San Jose Sharks. So I say all this to say is the Rangers are still not out of this. We talked about this about a couple of weeks ago with the Philadelphia Flyers, how they really was gutted out with their upper management, head coach, and then all of a sudden they went on a win streak. Why not the Rangers? If you're going to continue to play like this, and especially versus a Western Conference powerhouse like the Winnipeg Jets. You pretty much pushed them to the limit tonight. You could beat anybody in this league. I mean, you saw how they played against the Toronto Leafs, Maple Leafs. That's a stacked team, second best team in the Atlantic Division. I don't see why not, where the Rangers could go at least push for something, at least within the division. I like it, man. I really, really do. As far as the effort from all these other squads around the league, man, it's just not to say, man, when it comes to the Rangers. A lot of sports on tonight, just keeping tabs, not only with just this squad, the Islander game versus in Buffalo. A lot of good hockey, man. A lot of good hockey around the league tonight. The Tampa Bay Calgary game, man, as soon as the conclusion of this podcast is over, I'm definitely turning it ASAP to that game, because I know that's definitely a good game on paper. How Calgary's going to stack up versus that team, because Calgary's put up a lot of goals this year as well with Monahan and Drew, Kachuk. A lot of guys that could really, really score the puck, man. Give salutes to – let me say this. Alexander Gorgman versus the Leafs on Sunday on his birthday with the 55 saves. I mean, the Rangers have been, I would say, blessed, but we talked about this in the last several years on this podcast. I mean, the backup goalie situation has been a blessing, whether it's been Cam Talbot, even with Gorkiev now. What a hell of a performance. And a young kid getting the opportunities, multiple starts, back-to-back games. He has delivered a lot, man. Really, really like what he has done in net, and he likes the pressure. He embraces the pressure, man. I just like what he has done in net and facing top quality opponents. And Quinn's not afraid to go to him back to back nights, giving Henrik Lundqvist a lot of rest. I thought Henrik Lundqvist tonight was also, I thought he was good tonight as well. Despite the loss, despite the bad goal early on, I thought he had a lot of great saves in that second and third period. And just to hold up behind you. Now, if you're giving up 55 shots, I know Lundqvist did that a couple of seasons ago as well, or I think it was last year, I can't remember. But you're giving up 55 shots where you have really no defense in front of you to really prevent shots on goal like that. That should not be happening. 55 shots on goal is ridiculous in the sense. It's already ridiculous in the sense of that should not even be that number. It should be never no even close to the 50s. They honored the 1994 Rangers. You know what? I'll be real. I wasn't really into it like that. I mean, that's 25 years ago. We understand that that was probably the most important championship of the decade. And that's including the Yankees championships, the championship the Knicks never did get. The Rangers 1994 championship by far was the most important championship. That includes the 1990 Super Bowl, the Giants won versus the Bills. 1994 was the most important championship for the Rangers. Oh, not even the Rangers, but for the city, because of how long it has been at that time. They had not won since 1939, 40, whatever it was. And the energy of the city and the squad at that time, remember vividly. The Yankees were on a march or a quest towards a pennant. Had it not been for the strike in 94, the Knicks at the time, they fell to the Houston Rockets in 94, and the Rangers were pushed to the limit in Game 7 to seven games versus the Vancouver Canucks. And a very memorable team, memorable playoff run in a sense, getting past the Devils in the guarantee game with Mark Messier in Game 6 and Matteau's goal in Game 7 to go to the Stanley Cup Finals. And they went against Pavel Bure and Trevor Linden and the Vancouver Canucks. And that was a memorable Stanley Cup playoffs. And it was good. Happy to see Ranger fans very, very happy. But, I was just kind of into the game itself, the Carolina Hurricanes, just the progress. obviously, I'm not really one of those guys, like, if you're going about to honor older teams that I, you know, the Yankee teams or whatever teams that happen to win championships. Now, you know, that's cool and all, but that's not really me, man. I'm kind of more, you know, game action, regular season games, and I call me a dud or whatever when for what it is. I'm happy for the fans that happen to embrace that with the old championship squads is what I'm trying to say. But overall, I mean, the Rangers the last couple of games, I'm not even mad at them. I thought they've been excellent, man. They skated well. I thought tonight they fell short. The march continues on as they got a couple of more games on the road and they return home versus the Wild. And like I said, when the Rangers are at full strength, and they seem to be at full strength right now, Buchnevich is finally got his head on straight by the head coach, or they're starting to see eye to eye. Though, you know, with Kevin Hayes and him coming back once he started to get back into rare form, and the Rangers are clear from the bye, they're starting to play like they were right before the bye and All-Star break. That's how well they've been playing. And they had their chance to win tonight. They had 2 points on the table. They had went into the top of the third period with a three to two lead, and just couldn't hold on. Couple terrible turnovers, but hey, this is an elite Winnipeg team. Don't want to give them credit. They're an excellent third period squad, and Rangers will bounce back if they're going to play like this. They will go on a nice little win streak. I like our chances as well. Check out the Rig podcast with Ranger Proud myself. BlueBlueShow.com. The Rangers fall 4-3 to the Winnipeg Jets. We'll be back next Tuesday for another episode of the Ring Podcast. Just go Blue Shirts. I think we might have a couple of trades until we actually see that. I'm not going to dwell on all the rumor stuff because that's not the game I kind of play when it comes to talking sports with everybody. So, you know, if my thing is, man, keep Kevin Hayes, man. He's a valuable asset, especially on the power play. Love to keep Zuccarello, and I know that's been a lot of rumors with him, but I'm not in the sense of going forward with the squad and whatever the plans Jeff Gordon has with this team. I'm all for it as far as building the character, and you're starting to see the dividends of that first line with Kreider, Zuccarello, Zibanejad. They're playing well now. If we could get more consistency, when we started seeing that with all the other guys on the rest of the lines, like we have over the several years when we were making playoff runs, this would be more of a better, well-balanced team, man. Sangre Asu, ladies and gentlemen, talking hockey, NHL, Bleed Blue.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Bleep bloop, 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 bleep bloop.